Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, today I have a special guest that I'm really looking forward to introducing you to. And we're going to be talking about, is there another way of thinking about mental health? Is there a way that we can maybe even say that mental health is health and that there's so much that can be done? Because sometimes when you hear the term mental health, it's very isolating. There's a stigma attached to it. And we're going to be talking about how we can change the way we think about mental health. The title of this episode is How Innovia Behavioral Health is Changing the Way We Think About Mental Health with Lucas Catton. Coming right up. Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a licensed therapist, and I'm also the host of the show, and I'm very, very happy that you are tuning in today, wherever you're coming from. And some of you are not in the U.S. A lot of you are around the world, and it's a real humbling experience just hearing from those of you who are listening, and you let me know that you're tuning in. It's such an honor that you're here. You could be spending so many other things, doing so many different things that are out there instead of listening to the show. So I don't take that for granted. I welcome you and I'm glad that you're here. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm really excited about this because we're going to be talking about how to maybe change the way we're thinking about mental health. And my guest today, he is with a company called Innovia Behavioral Health. Lucas Catton has worked in the behavioral health field for more than two decades with facilities and group practices around the country. He has helped establish and grow multiple programs and has served as a consultant and strategic advisor for many others. He has a big vision and he wants to create affordable, accessible help to assist everyday people lead happier, healthier lives and to continue to shape the future of Innovia Behavioral Health. I love that mission. Lucas, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm always looking for new and innovative ways to be able to share with my audience in mental health. Let's face it, mental health is changing. The way it used to be was very stigmatized, and it still is to a degree now, but because of the technology that's available to us, and now that we have much more accessibility and more people are getting the help that they need, it's becoming much better to talk about with mental health. And I love the title of this episode is Changing the Way We Think About Mental Health. And I want to get to that. But first, Lucas, I want to know a little bit about you. Tell me a little story about you. What kind of got you into this field in the first place?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, like a lot of people, I went astray as a kid and got into some trouble, found myself in a treatment facility at 20 years old because I was partying too much at the time. And even though at the time I didn't feel like that was necessarily where I belonged, it was exactly where I belonged. Like I met a bunch of incredible people who were passionate about life and like me were just trying to find their way. And so I got hooked on the space. I wound up working in there doing prevention for a while and doing marketing, public relations, government relations, and all kinds of things. And over time grew into more of that consulting role that you had mentioned. I've helped open treatment facilities and really kind of fell into what I believe is exactly what I've been needing to do my whole life. And that is assist people like me to feel better.
I love that. And I think there's a lot of people that were like you. And a lot of people are struggling with life and the stress of life. And so often when people are faced with a lot of struggles, they tend to self-medicate or they tend to do things that are not healthy for them. because they want to escape the pain. They want to get away from the pain. And that makes a lot of sense. And it sounds like that's where you were a long time ago, that you were trying to run away from something.
Yeah, I didn't know where I belonged, like in life in general. And that was a big thing for me, is a sense of belonging. And that's, you know, coming around full circle this many years later, it has been that in part of driving the vision for how do we create a space where people can feel connection, regardless of what it is that they're going through in life. Like you mentioned, the amount of stressors that people face, whether that's at work or at home or at school or in their relationships, or, you know, you name it, that not everyone who is facing stress, because we all do, is reaching out for some type of help or support. And so that's sort of what this is created for, is for really the broader audience of people who aren't necessarily current consumers of behavioral health services.
Yeah. And that's a very, very large percentage of people. Because people who might be listening to this, they might be thinking, well, you know, I struggle here and there, but I don't necessarily need to go in to see a therapist. It's not that bad. But I do have stress. I do have other things going on. And so we're talking about changing the way we think about mental health. And I think we're leading into this right now, because mental health is not just for those who need to seek help. It's not serious mental illness. Tell me a little bit about what your perception is, what you're thinking about when you hear the term mental health and how it could be incorporated more into our general health.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right that so many people still do default to the idea of mental illness when they think of mental health. And it's just, you know, that's only one small portion of the greater mental health ecosystem. And that, you know, our mental health is part of our overall health, whether we like to admit it or not. And the fact, I had someone close to me a number of years ago say, you know, I'm concerned about your mental health. And at the time I took it like, what do you mean you're concerned about my mental health? And it was just actually a very loving statement, like, hey, I care about you. And I, you know, at the time it seemed like it was like an accusation, like what? Something's wrong with me? And I realized that wasn't it at all. And the more I dove into that and look at that now as a greater thing, you know, people have gym memberships, they're going to all kind of extravagant, you know, health related things, which is wonderful that people are taking care of it, but they often leave out the mental health side. And that maintenance, mental health and physical health, it has to go together in order for us to really, truly feel better and do better in life.
No, I think you're exactly right. And there's a term that's going around, and I do agree with it, and it's mental health is health. It's not one or the other.
Exactly.
It's both and. And you know as well as I do that our physical health that we have, it really does influence our mental health. And you're right, mental illness, that has a stigma that I talk a lot about on this show. And a lot of times then when we hear the term mental health, we automatically think, well, it must be a serious mental illness. And that's not really what we're talking about today. Today, we're talking about looking at our everyday health and what is it, our emotions, do they tend to get the best of us? And are you stressed, for instance? that's a rhetorical question, but it's like, yeah, duh. We live in a stressful society. We have to get to place. We have to get there. We have to run our kids to school. We have to get them to practice. We have to help them with their homework. And we have to do. We're a society of doing, but we're not really good at being. And we're human beings, right? Not human doings. And when we get locked into that, I have to do this, we get stressed. And stress is something that we probably don't really think about as a part of our mental health, but it certainly is. And the stress that we experience can lead to other things. And I'm sure you have experienced that. And tell me a little bit about how you got involved in Innovia and what exactly is Innovia and how that helps kind of the general public with their mental health.
Sure. Yeah. So Innovia originally started where we were going to create a network of outpatient treatment facilities that offered a wide variety of services. But one of the things in my experiences working with programs over the years was that there were pieces of it that I didn't want to carry over into this. We always wanted to offer what is really our core service, and that is a subscription-based behavioral health prevention and maintenance organization where people pay a low monthly access fee to unlimited live groups. And really that's where it evolved into. And that is the primary focus. So we dropped the traditional outpatient treatment that was part of the original plan and focused on this as a unique offering to create what will eventually be the most inclusive group of live support groups, experiential, therapeutic, educational, lots of different types of groups, wellness related, et cetera, around the world in multiple languages.
I love that because there is power in community. And when we think about getting maintenance for our mental health, and let's just talk about that for a moment. What does that mean? Maintenance for our mental health. And a lot of it's preventative from it getting worse, like stress, for instance. Right. So learning techniques and things that you can do to maintain a healthy life balance. Is that something that some of your groups will talk about?
Yes, exactly. So we do a lot of wellness related activities. And for example, we have a chiropractor who does how to support your body through stress and understanding the nervous system and understanding how your diet can affect things and how your sleep can affect things. You know, even some more serious support groups that are in the traditional behavioral health and mental health field as well, but also general wellness and, you know, things like yoga and meditation and, you know, breath work and lots of different things where we can look at how do we reduce those stress or become more resilient in times of stress to either prevent something worse from happening or maybe after episodes of something more serious happening, we can maintain and use it as almost like a relapse prevention, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see such a tremendous benefit that Innovia can offer. And then you mentioned live groups. Is this something that's in person or is it also online?
So it's both. Yeah, we right now everything is available virtually and it always will be virtually. So we have people that are joining, just like listening to your podcast, we have people joining from multiple countries at a time. And at the same time, I don't ever want to devalue the importance of having in-person contact, especially for those who need it. You know, a lot of us have been cooped up or working from home or doing various things and having an opportunity to have in-person services as well, whether that's joining a group or coming in for, you know, even just a talk, some type of networking or community related activity, incorporating that as well as is part of what we're doing with first here in Atlanta, but then offices, you know, in multiple states and countries after that.
Well, it seems like Innovia has really taken off and growing in popularity. You just mentioned that you're all over the place and even globally. So is this is offered to those internationally as well?
It is. We actually have, so far we have practitioners already from 4 countries in 9 states. And these range from therapists to counselors, coaches, peer support specialists, things like that. So it's a variety of different types of facilitators based on the type of group that they're offering. And we're getting ready to add a whole bunch more Spanish-speaking groups, including people from Spain, Argentina, Mexico, I think Chile and Uruguay and Colombia and a few other places. So it's really, really starting to take off for sure.
Well, I think it's taken off because people are seeing the need for this, because people who sign up for services here, the live services, are not necessarily needing one-on-one therapy. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. And, it, you know, although we have a way for some people to get that if they'd like, that's really not what we're built on. And there's so many wonderful services out there and individual providers where they can get that, especially if they want to use their insurance, let's say. And our focus really is the groups.
Okay. So you mentioned insurance. Is that something that people use their insurance for this, or is it private pay?
Not for us. Yeah. For us, it's private pay. And that was one of the main points going into this that I wanted to avoid working with insurance. Unfortunately, insurance can be extremely difficult for a lot of reasons. And, you know, if we can develop a way for people to get help that's actually less expensive than even many of their copays for a single session, then that was making it more affordable is one of our goals. And I think we're achieving that.
Oh, that's great. Because I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, all right, so you're not taking insurance, private pay, it must be very expensive.
Right. And thankfully we're not. I mean, we wanted to make it much more accessible and affordable for people. So the entry level access is only $99 a month, but there's also coupon codes and sliding fee scales and things like that out there as well. And we want to make sure that people are able to get that help as opposed to focusing on a particular price.
Yeah. We want to eliminate any of the barriers that people might have. And finances is definitely one of them. Because a lot of people might be thinking, yeah, this sounds great. I don't need to go to a therapist. And I would love to be a part of a group. But, you know, money is just tight right now. I can't afford it. But what you're saying is that you're gonna do everything that you can to take that barrier away, because your main focus is to help people and help people feel better.
Exactly. Exactly. And you mentioned those barriers too. There's other barriers that I think that people face when it comes time to reach out and try and get some help. And that includes having to potentially disclose that there's something difficult in their lives that they're dealing with, or that they would like some help and support with. And maybe they're potentially embarrassed, or they don't want to report to HR or their EAP rep or whoever it is, you know, or they don't want to have to get diagnosed in order to talk to somebody to use their insurance. Whatever the barrier may be for them that is preventing them thus far from getting it, the more we can make it immediately accessible, the better, I think.
Yeah. And you mentioned employers and EAP. So you were talking about maybe individuals could sign up, but do you also partner with employers? Is that something that you're wanting to do and maybe make it a part of their EAP?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have, you know, some of the discussions we have with employers, a lot of them are small to medium-sized companies that are either don't have an EAP or they have some mental health benefits, but they're looking to offer or provide more because they know that their employees do have stressful situations. They're experiencing burnout, they're experiencing turnover, they're experiencing lots of other things, and people aren't necessarily taking advantage of those other benefits. So we're just an adjunct service that becomes even more affordable when an employer takes it on to be able to offer that to their employees and their family members.
Well, and it becomes a win-win when employers get involved and they become a subscriber, I guess you would say, and they offer it to their employees, because now without it, if their employees, if one or two employees decides to that they need to take time off, or maybe they feel so burdened and stressed out that they quit, the expense of trying to rehire somebody is way more. And this could be something that's preventative for the employers.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, people are bringing their difficulties from home into the work, or maybe they're not sure how to interact or communicate well with work-related stress. And so we have groups that are dedicated to that even, so that they can show up and be much more present, much more productive, and overall happier and healthier again. So that, you know, when you feel better, you do better.
Absolutely. When you feel better, you do better. I love it. And it's the productivity is what we're talking about here. So that's the end result. The primary goal is to help people who are struggling with stress or a number of things. But the outcome is going to be better productivity, whether it's for the company or for the individual or for the families. That's going to benefit from people who are getting the help that they need. And I love that. So I want to talk a little bit about what does this look like? You mentioned live groups, but what exactly can they paint a picture for us what that might look like if someone were to look into it or maybe join a group? What would that look like for them?
Yeah. So after someone subscribes, they download an app and they're able to start scrolling through all the upcoming groups and events that are happening. You see one that might speak to you, and they literally just click on it and said they want to go, and they'll get a notification when it's coming up and when it's about to start. And they can hop on from a mobile device, they can hop on from their computer. And for areas that will have in-person services, they can, you know, show up and attend in person as well. But I've had people join from their cars during their lunch break. You know, like I even host a couple of support groups on there just because I enjoy that aspect of it as well. You know, it's fantastic, you know, to the point where people, they start to, rather than, you know, taking time out to, you know, maybe watch their favorite YouTube channel or something like that, they can hop on and connect with somebody else who's going through something similar in their life that they may not know right now, and be able to experience something that you can't replace without the live interaction.
Wow. Okay. So anywhere they're at, they have access to this. And so when they pay the low subscription fee, is it unlimited?
It's unlimited.
It's unlimited.
So we have about 120 plus groups a month right now. We'll have about 160 or so by the end of October and keep growing from there. you know, the goal is to have them happening 24 hours a day so that anywhere around the world, somebody can jump on and find something that makes their life a little better.
Well, you can't get more accessible than that. That is fantastic. 24/7 help if you need it. And it's live, depending on the time zone, obviously.
Right.
And so there's always a provider that's kind of facilitating the group. Is that correct? It's not just random people.
Right. Yes. There's always a facilitator. You know, some of them are educational groups. Some of them are health and wellness related. So there's even, you know, yoga and stretching and, like I said, some other meditative practices. There's some that are much more support based where everybody is contributing. So there's lots of different types of groups. Somebody doesn't have to speak. They can just go and learn about something if they want, or they can go and share something that's going through their life and get someone else to listen and potentially offer some advice as well.
Well, that's cool. So they can actually contribute if they want to, but they don't have to.
Correct.
Oh, that's awesome. So are the groups video or audio or both?
They're video. I mean, if somebody wanted to turn off their camera, they certainly could. But so far, the people that are showing up here, even though, you know, sometimes people are really nervous before they jump into something that's new. And I think that's a key thing to build this new habit of, okay, I'm having to break through this barrier of being scared to do this, to experience some form of growth. And when they do and it happens, then they jump on and they realize that, you know, you can have a screen name and still have some anonymity and not have to, you're not having to disclose who you are and your whole background. It's just being able to build a community and, you know, and fit what needs you have in your life now. You know, you might lose a loved one this month. The next month you become a new parent, and the next month you have a work-related stress or financial stress or something else. And it's really designed to be able to pick and choose what you need as you're going through life.
Yeah. So life is so full of ups and downs and unexpected to happen. Just like you mentioned, today we're fine, but tomorrow some tragedy can happen. And if that were to happen, so let's say that I'm wanting to join and I join a live group, and maybe it's for, work-related stress. And I find a group and I'm part of it. But next week, something bad really happens and has nothing to do with stress. Maybe my dog dies and I'm really grieving that. And maybe then it's possible that there could be a group on grieving pets.
Exactly. Yeah, we do have grief and loss groups. Absolutely.
That's how variable that this could be. So it's actually life. You're doing life with people.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So, okay. So let's say, I'm assuming that if someone joins a live group, it probably depends on how many people are in that group. Or do you have a cap?
Well, it depends on the group. So depending on the various types of groups, if something is more educational based where somebody's presenting, the facilitator's presenting information, then you can have a higher number in there, obviously. But if it's much more interactive, then we'll certainly cap it to a number that's going to be comfortable for people so that they don't feel left out or that they're not talking over each other or that kind of thing. So it really varies from group to group what that cap would be.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. And if someone were to join a group and maybe they get overwhelmed because there's too many in there, is it okay if they were to leave and look for a different group that's maybe smaller?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's totally at will. Absolutely.
Mm. So there's no real strict requirements once you sign up. It's really user led. You kind of guide your own journey in a way.
Right. Yeah. Because we're not a replacement for traditional mental health services. You know, we're not treating, we're not diagnosing, we're not prescribing. And so if they need additional care or support in some other way, then not only can we help connect them up with resources like that, but, you know, maybe it could also be where we don't currently offer a group that fits their needs and we're getting feedback from them and say, hey, I'd really like this. Then we can create new groups based on that because we have a very flexible and fluid platform.
Oh yeah. I love that. I love getting that feedback from the community. So I know we were talking earlier about, as you are growing and rapidly growing across the globe, I would imagine the more people who are signing up, the more need there is, the more need that you're looking for providers and facilitators of these groups.
Correct. Yeah. It was interesting. I just spoke with a few more people today that are looking to do that. And, you know, fitting some of these other things, like what are people's specialties and topics and other areas that I wouldn't think of necessarily that people might be struggling with or might want to know about. And so people who do have different specialties in the space and who would love to operate some groups and offer that, then we want to help create a space for that.
So if a provider is listening, and can you name what the types of facilitators and providers are?
Yeah. So we have therapists, we have counselors, we have coaches and peer support specialists. And that pretty much captures everyone in one of those categories or not. Even if they have a different title, like I mentioned, we have a chiropractor, we have another doctor that's coming on, but they're not operating in those capacities because they're not giving medical advice necessarily or anything at that point. So even if somebody has a higher level of education or licensure, what they're offering through us is more of an educational or support role.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if someone is listening that may fit that category, where can they go to learn more about maybe becoming a facilitator themselves?
Sure. Probably the easiest way, they can email me directly at info@innoviabh.com. That's INNOVIABH.com. Otherwise, you know, check out the site for more information on our team. They have example groups right now in terms of like a calendar and things like that at innoviabh.com. And let's connect up. Let's have a conversation.
Oh, that's excellent. And if you're listening to this and maybe you're an individual or maybe you have a loved one that you're thinking, oh man, this is exactly what my relative or my friend needs to be a part of. If you're individual and you want to find out more about maybe joining and subscribing to a live group, Lucas, where could they go? Is it your website or is there a special place for them to go?
Yeah, same. Just visit the website and click on subscribe and you can see the different packages there. And if they're not affordable, then you can also email me directly and we'll do a sliding fee scale.
Oh, that's fantastic. Nobody is left behind. There's enough groups going on, enough topics that it fits just about everybody. And if it doesn't, you have some brand new topic that you're thinking of, you can offer some feedback and maybe a group might just form based on your idea. I love that. Yes. Well, Lucas, thanks so much for coming on. Our time is running out here. It was such a joy to learn more about Innovia Behavioral Health and the access that you're providing. And you really are changing the way we think about mental health. And I love that. I love the accessibility, the variety. It does not have to be a serious mental illness. In fact, this is not at all what it's designed for, but it's designed for everyday life issues that people struggle with from all over the world.
Exactly. And John, thank you so much for not only for having me on, but for having this platform and sharing all these ideas and people and making resources available for others. I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you. And it's certainly a pleasure of mine. And I love doing that. But before I let you go, I got you now. One of the things I ask all of my guests, and I like doing this because I talk about self-care a lot because I think it's important. And I practice self-care. And I would love to learn what are some things that you incorporate into your self-care.
Yeah, great question. So one of the first things is I have my own therapist that I always check in with, and that is important for me. But I meditate personally, routinely. I have a meditation practice and really trying to get some outside time. I think that nature as a whole can be very restorative, and I use those.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love the nature too. And I talk a lot about that. I try to get out in it as much as I can every week. So that's fantastic. Well done. Thank you. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Again, I really thank you for tuning in and listening. And some of you have been subscribed for a long time, and some of you, you're brand new. I never take that for granted. And if this is something that you think somebody that comes to mind, share this episode with them. Let them listen to it. And But chances are they might really relate to it. And maybe it's someone who has refused to go to therapy because they don't feel like they need it. But maybe they would do something like this. You know, maybe a live group like this might actually be helpful for them. Share this episode with them. That'll be a good service that you can provide. Well, I'm going to let you go, everybody. Continue to work on your mental health. And as always, remember that the Mental Health Today Show has been championing your mental health since 2015. Take care, my friends. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.